37-year-old former rebel leader Mathieu N'Guedjolo arrived at The Hague Thursday afternoon following his arrest by Congolese authorities the day before in Kinshasa. Bruno Katala, registrar of the International Criminal Court, says N'Guedjolo is accused of grave crimes committed in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
He's alleged to have committed crimes against humanity and war crimes as set out Article 7 and 8 of the Rome Statute. The crimes are alleged to have been committed in the territory of the DRC since July 2002.
According to the arrest warrant, those crimes include 3 counts of crimes against humanity, specifically murder, inhumane acts, and sexual slavery, including using children as soldiers and intentionally directing attacks against civilian populations. ICC prosecutors say these crimes are linked to the February 2003 attack on the village of Bogoro in the territory of Ituri, which left more than 200 people dead, most of them of Hema ethnicity. Others were severely maimed and injured, and women and girls were sexually enslaved. N'Guedjolo is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. He is the third person in the ICC's custody. In October, Congolese authorities surrendered and transferred Germain Katanga, an alleged commander of the Patriotic Resistance Force in Ituri, and an ally of N'Guedjolo. In March 2006, Thomas Lubanga Dilo, the alleged founder and leader of the Union of Congolese Patriots, was also transferred to The Hague. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.